Okay, noting a quorum, we will call this meeting to order. It's the KPFK Local Station Board LSV meeting, Sunday, November 7th. Noting that we're starting at least a half hour late at the Centro Maravilla Center in East Los Angeles, 4716 East Cesar Chavez.
Excuse me, there's people talking.
So we'll put
okay, with the sergeant at arms, please.
Can I see that?
Someone leave. Well, we established quorum, and members can leave to use the restroom and so on without breaking quorum. Okay, before the chair, the chair recognizes Abelson.
You know, we have a rule that says that you continue to conduct business as long as you
can. Okay, one moment. I'm going to have you start over, but just speak a little more loudly, and let's focus on what David's saying.
Yeah, we have this rule in our bylaws that you can continue a meeting as long as there's a majority of a quorum. And so I feel like, you know, it'd be nice to wait even a little longer if we know people are coming before we start meetings in the future, so that we're not conducting business with six people.
Can we do something else first?
Okay, well, it is basically been our policy to wait until we have 13 members to start the meeting. But often, at the end of the meeting, a meeting can still be sustained by a majority of the quorum. And is that what you're addressing?
Yeah, it's okay. Let's go on.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. One other point of personal privilege. I passed around some CDs. Everyone take one. There's enough for one for everybody, so pick whichever one you'd like and pass them out.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. If we look, having called the meeting to order, if we look at the proposed agenda, keeping in mind that these are proposed and the body controls its own agenda.
I have tons of them.
That's about that's one of my favorite talks of all time. He gave a similar talk about 10 years ago.
Alright, moving to
I have three talks in my life about this conception of power, the difference between power.
Oh, sure, there are lots of them around.
Great.
And there are some at empty seats. Okay. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm trying to get organized here. The chair recognizes Bill Gallegos.
No. I just told him to put me on the staff for everything.
Bill wants to address every single issue. We put a coffee machine.
He wants to address the chair's comments.
Okay, before we actually go to the first agenda item, sure enough.
Two things. We're supposed to read the mission statement, and that will take some time. Maybe more people will arrive. And on the issue of motion for excused absences, I don't believe this should be automatic. People should have requested or informed us. I don't like the way in which that someone's not here is simply an excused absence as a way to avoid the bylaw requirement of this meeting.
And if I could just, before I go on, if I could just respond to that. Clearly, this LSV, while it will look very much like this in the new session, this is coming to a close. This term is coming to a close. My recommendation to the new chair and to the new board is at their very first meeting, a very precise, comprehensive motion be introduced covering absences. Now, I will say, Niall contacted me. In fact, I have a list somewhere. There were several people who contacted me requesting excused absences. In the issue of Sarah Wyatt, it's moot because clearly I think Sarah has voted with his feet, and the new board probably will choose to elect a new treasurer. So I don't know if this board, with this meeting and I think one more lame duck session, I don't think this board should probably spend too much time devising absence procedures, but the new board must deal with it, I believe, at its first meeting and be very specific, and it must be enforced. Now, on the stack. Bill, did you actually have something? No. Okay, David?
Yeah, I would like on the agenda the question of the treasurer to get dealt with, because it's very difficult on the National Finance Committee.
Exactly.
Getting quorum is an issue, but beyond that, we're dealing with some important issues, and we don't have that representation, and I don't think it's a moot, and he voted. I think somebody's got to contact him, and if he doesn't want to do it, then we act, and if he does want to do it, then we ask him to participate.
What do you mean, but
between now and the seating of the next board, it's actually very, very important. And if we just sort of say, okay, he's not here, people
are going to hear that.
So I'd like an agenda.
Chair is going to recognize that, and we're going to put that in LSB committee reports under finance and development. So we will address the treasurer. I mean, there's almost unanimous agreement that it appears as though that was the perfect, really a wonderful choice. But if it's not functioning, it's not, we're not able to. Okay, now, oh yes, go ahead.
Just a quick notice that I can know the, I don't see on here, maybe my eyes are failing me, but didn't we decide to populate the arts committee?
Yes, this would be...
their own business.
No, no, it actually isn't old business. It's 13. Roman numeral 13. Okay, now let's go to the agenda. Terry.
I have the agenda, but can we officially call it?
Well, no, we have to. I mean, I've been recognizing people, but we need to go back to the agenda. Agenda item one is call the roll. So Terry will call
the
roll.
Great Aaron. Absent. Dave Abelson.
Here.
Is here. Sharon Mir. Absent. Maria Arbudia. Is here. Reed Geary. Absent. Jim DiEugenio. Absent. Nilo Wargani. Absent. Israel Poirier.
Here.
Is here. Bill Gallegos.
Here.
Is here. Sherman Gluck.
Here.
Is here. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Is here. Terry Goodman. Is here. Jane Halloran.
Is here.
Is here.
She's here.
She's here.
Here. Disappeared. Al Kaminsky is absent. Ed Pearl is here. Marvin Fresco. Leslie Radford.
Here.
Julie Rodriguez.
What does that mean?
Natalie Schwab
is here.
Is here. Fernando Velasquez.
What is that?
Is on his way. Currently absent. Donna Warren is absent. Paris Wild
here.
Is here. John White
here.
Is here. General Manager Ibadorga is here. Treasurer Cerro Wyatt is not here.
Thank you. That does denote a quorum. So the meeting is called to order previously.
Go ahead, please. Just note, it's a good procedure that those who are absent with a notification, put that in.
Well, it is. If you'll notice, agenda item one, motion for excuse absences is the last item.
No. I'm saying just note those who are not here but have given reasons that why they're not here.
Yeah, well, that will be covered when the board decides whether this
is... Donna Warren is not
Donna
here.
White is here.
Oh, good.
Donna Warren.
Donna Warren.
Donna White.
Donna White. Donna White.
Donna, can pass your CDs on. I'll give you one at the end.
If I do what?
Pass the CDs on.
Oh, yes. Oh, listen. I want to go through these. These are gifts to us, right? Great. And I have some I've been listening to that you've already given me.
Okay,
you know what I'll do in a moment?
Can people use the microphones, please?
Okay. We have several things. I want to respect Israel's request that people who are absent who have contacted an officer be noted. Mm-hmm. And so I'll do that. But let me just have a moment to put that together. I know there are at least three who have said they asked for excused absences. Some have actually communicated with the whole board. The other thing is, under agenda item one, if we get through it, there is a motion for those excused absences at the end of that. But before we go ahead, this is very quick. I do want to acknowledge and thank listener and sponsor Lawrence Reyes for acquiring this venue. He did the work on it, and I think it's only appropriate that we acknowledge this is a very beautiful and venue, and we're very, very pleased and really happy to be in East Los Angeles once again, where we've had other meetings. The other thing, thanks to those like Jack and others who provided sound, Ed Pearl, Jack, and... others who provided sound.
And Sunset Hall.
And Sunset Hall, yes. We actually are obligated, even though we also want to do it, to acknowledge Sunset Hall provides free charge of the sound system. And later, I think, maybe later when I get my head screwed on straight, there's a brief, a couple comments that we want to make about Sunset Hall and its role. That's quid pro quo for the use of the sound system. Let's go to review and approval of the agenda. This proposed agenda comes out of the chair's proposal and then feedback from people. I will say it's very hard to create small, short agendas because the board doesn't meet often. We haven't met now for a month. And there are issues that we should deal with. Maybe we can deal with them faster than I proposed. But it is open now to comments, reviews, revisions, enrichment of the agenda. A chair recognizes Leslie.
I was wondering who's giving the Community Advisory Board report. Lawrence contacted me this morning and is unable to attend.
Well, you know, two board members who have been key are Julie Chavez-Rodriguez and Bill Gallegos. We really are indebted for the hard work. I would say Bill should give that, and other members of the board who have been working. I attended the first meeting. It was an honor, but I'm not fundamentally, you know, an organizer of the CAB, although I was inspired to be at their first meeting. So, Bill, would you do that? Okay, any other comments on the proposed agenda? Terry?
Under old business, I would like board training.
Board training.
Do you have a new resolution?
A new resolution, okay. And I think this is something we should really look at.
And who is going to do the interim program?
Can people?
Okay, wait, just a moment. Let me just take one at a time. I'll recognize you in just a moment. The question here is, will we get to, you know, my own view is staff or determining membership for the Arts Committee should be something we can do rather quickly. It's not going to be highly controversial, and there are some people who have expressed a real interest in this committee. Is your concern that it comes so late in the meeting?
Yeah, and it's an issue that I really wanted to...
Okay,
I may not be able to say that.
Okay, then you need to make a concrete proposal, because right now members of the board are altering if they wish, so you need to make a concrete proposal the board can consider.
Okay, my concrete proposal is... Terry, do you have paper ballots?
Yes.
Okay, my concrete proposal is we distribute the paper ballots before the public comment so that people can write in their ballots during public comment and gather them after.
Well, but after nominees, right?
Maybe have like nomination during the committee report. It is a committee without members. And then distribute the paper ballots during public comment. That's my goal.
Okay. I originally proposed it come under committee reports. I think Sherna objected to it being there because it was not, she said, a committee report. But there's a concrete proposal which, does that take a second to alter the agenda?
Not if it hasn't been approved yet.
Okay, so no second is necessary. Now, I just want to know, before I recognize Jane and so on, I just want to say we have a proposal to move populating the Arts Committee to LSV committee reports. Jane.
I it's confusing to me as to why you want to do it with this group, because this is not the group that's going to be in. But since we have so much old business, why not wait till you have a new board, Marina?
Okay, Terry.
Under Robert's Rules of Order, a body is not supposed to proceed with any business that creates a committee until it is populated.
Until what?
It's an incomplete resolution. If it hasn't survived the meeting within the resolution, the population committee.
I'd like to take a couple more comments, then move to a determination. Leslie,
and
then Sherna.
Two things on the agenda. First, regarding that issue.
First on this.
Oh, okay, yeah, because we're now dealing exclusively with the proposal around moving the arts. Go ahead.
Frankly, this will be a new body the next time it meets. The question of old business is huge at this point. Will these items ever be addressed? Do they fall off? Will there be people here to bring them forward?
I'm disappointed that old business is as far down the agenda as it is, frankly. I don't see why putting new business ahead of it at this point, when the new business will be the new business of the new body, is a priority.
What new business?
The arts. The arts committee.
Oh, well, that came.
Well, no, it's not.
That came after it. If this passes, that does come before it.
That's what I'm suggesting, that we need to finish up our business as a body.
Okay, sure enough.
Well, I don't want to be an obstructionist, but I'm confused about this committee. It's not standing committee of the LSB derived from our mandates in the bylaws. So I'm not sure it is needs to be voted on, that populated through a vote of the LSB. This seems to me to be a much broader kind of committee that may not even require any members of the LSB. It's very fuzzy.
Yes, it is. It is. Yeah, we did. This body created it as an LSB committee. Okay, if there. Oh, yes, and.
Maria, I'll support you in whatever you want, but I'm thinking that there may be new members. Well, we could vote on it now and then enlarge it. That's why I guess that I answered my own. But I wish you'd make a cogent argument for starting now rather than waiting 2 meetings.
Excuse me. We can go back to her, but I want to recognize Jan, who's on the stack.
I think everything that I had to say has been said. I wanted to address the agenda in a different aspect. So.
Okay.
We're going to have trouble hearing if people are speaking to the mic.
I didn't hear anything Jan said.
Okay, yes, let's speak up. I'm actually raising my voice a bit in case the sound system is not working too well, but I taught middle school for 35 years, so I'm used to it. Shouting over 8th grade. No, I've never shouted. Okay. Yes, if there is no objection, we'll have Maria just make a closing rationale here, and then we'll go to a vote.
One is that we did create a committee with no members months and months and months and months ago, so it hasn't been able to do anything with regard to the board. There's also an arts collective that is now forming at the station with a bunch of people in the arts community. I've also put together a pretty lengthy proposal that I've already taken to the station manager and the program director, and they are considering some of those issues right now, and the arts collective is joining in to work with it. There are several staff members at the station that also have ideas and projects, things that they want to do, and I just think it would be nice to have an LSB committee to actually participate with this process.
All right, thank you. If there are no other hands, we're going to go directly to a vote now. The vote will be whether or not, if you vote yes, you will move agenda item 13, determining membership of LSB Arts Committee, you'll move it to agenda item 6. Six as the final agenda item of the final item of 6. Those in favor of moving that to 6, raise your hands. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Those opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Chair will call for abstentions. Okay, it does pass. So we'll move agenda item 13 up to the final item of agenda item 6. Any other issues around agenda? Chair recognizes Leslie.
Another question, Don. Who's giving the interim program council report?
Okay, interim program council. I was hoping that either Harrison or Sherna, because Harrison and Sherna attended the first interim program council and monitored our representation. You know, we have representation there. And so I'm asking if Harrison or Sherna will make that report.
That doesn't seem right to me. Either it needs to be a member of the IPC. Eva is an ex officio member.
Okay.
Then
Well, make a concrete proposal, Sherna. Who should do it?
that if there is not Michael Novick was the chair pro tem, and I believe Raphael was the secretary pro tem. If neither of them are here to make the report, then I suggest that any other member, including ex officio members who attended the meeting, be the ones that make the report.
Yeah, but let me just point out to the board that the issue for us is LSB representation.
Right. Well, that's different.
Well, it's different, but it's part of the same report. So
we could deal with that.
Okay.
Part.
So Harrison and or Cherno will do LSB representation,
yeah.
And then we'll ask a member of the IPC to make the report.
And that's an action item. It has to be a vote on that.
Well, we have to vote on our representation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
We did, but it's you'll have to hear.
Yeah, you'll have to hear.
Okay. Any other questions, comments around Bill?
Off on this, but Jane had mentioned in one of her emails that at some point this board needs to, or I'm not quite sure where it takes place, but at least to have a discussion about the election, what that means for the citizens, and what that means for the SBA.
Yes.
Some context and assessment of
which
situation we're operating in this
society.
Right. You know, even though it can't be a full discussion, there are a couple, after the general manager's report, there are a couple board members who have comments or questions for the GM. And so, just a second. So, I'm going to recognize Jane at that point to just kind of make a preliminary comment about KPFK's role in the anti-war movement and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as much as I think we can do today, but I think we need a further discussion.
Well,
okay,
my question is, where would that further...
Okay, let's do it while we're questioning the GM, and Jane will do some of that questioning, that interrogation. No, it's a... Okay, now we're trying to approve an agenda. Keep in mind that we're trying to approve the agenda. I'm going to recognize David and then Jan, and then I'm going to try to get the agenda approved so we don't spend a half hour approving the agenda. David.
I just wanted to say with respect to the agenda, one of the things, I talked to Didon Kamathi a lot about how the board in days before the Shub regime dealt with political issues and the attempt to form a united front approach given the differences in politics on what's called the left here. And he said at the end of every board meeting, they set aside half an hour simply for political discussion. And that was a very important...
Hear, just speak up.
Sorry. Didon said that at that time, they set aside half an hour at every board meeting strictly for a political discussion so that you could talk about the different politics at work and the different viewpoints. And I don't know whether that's something we'd want to consider at this meeting or another, but I put that out there in case anyone would like to make such a motion.
Jan.
Board needs someone to be our finance representative, and I would like to put probably under the discussion of the finance committee finance committee to choose an alternate to represent us in the national finance, an alternate treasurer to represent us on the national finance committee, and I would propose that it go under the at the time that we discuss the finance committee.
It's already there. We already decided that.
Oh, it wasn't clear to me that was decided to put it
at the end of item 6.
Okay, great.
Yes, and that will be finance and development. Yeah, we'll take that issue up. Thank you, Jen. All right, Israel hopefully is the last speaker before we approve the agenda.
Just a quick comment. What Dave just said, I don't think is accurate, his report from Didon. I went to more meetings than probably anybody on the board last year. That's not the case. I'm not saying it was bad, but it was not a half hour at every meeting to discuss politics. This wasn't the case. Sorry.
Okay, we can consider that to enrich our political experience as a board. We can certainly, that would take a concrete proposal, a motion that would be seconded and debated. So if David or others wish to bring that before the board, they could certainly do it. I just want to point out there's some food on the table. Someone, I think it was
Mansoor.
Mansoor. Thank you, Mansoor. Mansoor has put out some food for hungry LSBers and so on. Okay. Is there any further discussion over agenda? All right. Seeing none, the board would entertain a motion to approve the agenda. As it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I call the question.
The question has been called for. Without further discussion, the question is, thank you, but we don't need a question because there is no further discussion. Those in favor of approving the agenda as altered, raise your hands. We don't have voting cards today.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay, and opposed?
Unanimous.
It's unanimous. Oh, that's great. Unanimity.
Yeah,
that's what we're looking for, folks. Okay, continuing review. Okay, there is a major issue here over approval of minutes. Clearly, the board is interested in the approval of minutes. I'm going to have you turn your agendas over. If you'll turn your agendas over. Basically, this board has met during this term, and I am going to propose a lame duck session, one more meeting of this membership around old business and so on.
Right.
We've actually met a total of 13 times. I'm proud of the fact that it was all over the city, in South Central, in East L.A., Long Beach, the Valley. We went all over the place, and that's part of our commitment to be a traveling board. The list of our meeting places, incidentally, our first meeting was where we chose directors. I think that was at the Southern, Loyola Law School. And so, in a way, it's actually 13 meetings. The 12 are listed here. It is clear that we don't have minutes approved for all. So while it is also clear that we're not going to go through all of those meetings and approve those minutes at this time, I think we need to develop, working with the secretary, a plan to approve them at our final lame duck session of this board. And I believe that we should be willing to help the secretary, even going to his home or wherever he's doing this, working, duplicating. The Peace Center has a Xerox machine. We can duplicate, try to get snail mail addresses for people and actually send packets with these minutes to people under U.S. mail so that you can peruse them before the meeting. So, first of all, maybe we should turn to the secretary. How can we help you making sure that the lame duck session of this board does pull all the loose ends together? How do you think we should do this?
Rotate the microphone here.
Oh, excuse me, yes.
Well, that's fine.
Rotate is fine.
Oh.
Currently, I don't have a printer, so I will need help printing anything that people need hard copy. I brought copies of the minutes and the notes on diskette for people who have trouble finding them, although at the Yahoo LSB list, you can do a keyword search on draft and find the minutes that have, and the minutes and the rough notes that have been distributed. It won't be too hard for me to make minutes out of the rough notes because I've been pretty comprehensive on those and had the full text of resolutions. We've approved minutes up through March 28th. And we have notes after that except for August 15th. I believe it's the May 8th minutes that I need the GM's report for. And I'm going to have to transcribe the CAB resolution from the August 15th meeting. But if you set a date, then we'll get what needs to be out.
Clarify which.
Can I ask a question?
I think we should. And then we might note that I actually printed out an email from Cherna. Under my list of meetings that we have had are two responses from Cherna. So she's made some comments next to those. That might help you. It's on the reverse side of the agenda. Cherna.
Oh, let me clarify first. The unapproved drafts distributed were for April 13th, delegates, April 13th, LSB, and May 8th meeting. Those drafts have been distributed and not approved yet.
And you're saying that everything else was?
Everything in February and March was approved. April and May was... April through May 8th was distributed. That's three meetings and not yet approved. And then from May 27th on, notes were distributed except for August 15th.
Those of us who do not have these, you're giving us a sketch?
Yeah, you can have it as a sketch.
I just want to interject. I do not, I mean, maybe I'm being presumptuous to speak at this point, but as chair, I do not think it's appropriate to expect people to have the technology or necessarily the wherewithal to take diskettes. Another problem we have is this is a subcommittee of the Pacifica National Board, and the executive director of the Pacifica National Board, because they're audited, all of their minutes are audited as a nonprofit 501c3, and our minutes are audited, so we actually have to have a hard copy. It might be a hard copy only because if they're piecemeal, the National Foundation can't welcome Marie. Good to see you. The National Foundation has trouble, you know, taking something from here and here and here. So we may need to actually put this into a hard copy so that everyone has equal access, even if they do not know how to access through all of this. Now, having said that,
I didn't finish my...
Okay, let's let Cherna finish, and then we have a stack, Jan and Leslie.
Some of the rough notes that I saw
and Harrison.
Do not have motion, full motion, and it just says motion about and take a vote. Those are not legal minutes.
No, they're not.
So I just want to clarify that whatever it is that's not being produced is going to have full motion.
Yeah, the rough notes are not minutes. They're not subject to board approval.
Welcome, Margaret. We have Fernando has arrived, Marie Geary, Margaret Prescott, thanks. And there are agendas on seats around you, so let's get them agendas as well. Now, let's go ahead. Clearly, we're not going to get minutes approved today, so we're talking about a process. We have Jan, Leslie, and Harrison. Jan is recognized.
One thing, just in terms of getting hard copies and not using too much paper to have the hard copies, I would propose that when we get to the point of having the draft minutes and to mailing them, that we do them either two up or four up on two sides of the paper, so that we don't have the massive amount of paper that otherwise this would take, and that it, when we come to the next meeting, that we make copies of them. And I would propose, you know, based on the number of people who've been attending our meetings recently, that maybe at most 15 sets of extra minutes be available for the meeting, but that we have them two up or four up on two sides, which the, you know, most of the word processing programs can do, to just make it easier to, you know, to deal with the paper and not waste or not use so much paper.
Thank you so much.
In the minute book that we have full size, do we have a minute book that our minutes are going into?
Folder.
Okay, and I also propose that we make a three-ring binder.
Can you just hold it?
that copies of these minutes go into, that stay at the station, and that these be the official minutes, and that they stay in a designated place at the station.
Thank you. Did you note that?
I'm noting it now.
Yeah, good. Okay, Leslie Radford.
I'd like to volunteer Margot Iser to help on this project, since we've authorized her to assist the secretary. I'm just going to flat out volunteer Margot without even asking her.
She's already volunteered.
She's already. She actually, the Mercado La Paloma minutes, I think, were issued by Margot Constantine.
I don't know how to send it to everybody.
Yeah, but I received some from Margot.
Yes,
so,
I did too.
So Terry is actually incorporating Margot into the process. Chair recognizes Harrison. Maybe that's a wireless.
I agree with me, Harrison. Wow. You got quite an issue.
I see your lips moving.
I was going to mention the same thing about Margo, and I also.
This is the KPFT
meeting.
Microphones are part of our life. Go ahead.
And I would
use the mic.
I don't think it's working.
It is. It's working.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the speakers are pointing.
Okay, we are far behind, so we're going to have to pick up the pace. Go ahead, Harrison.
I'm hoping that Terry will give us a list of the resolutions we've passed and the votes on them. I think the minutes are long, and it will take a great deal of effort to pull out the various motions, and that the next board will like to see a list of the motions that we have passed so that they have something to relate to rather than have to go through every, you know, many pages of minutes. So,
okay. Now, the chair recognizes Israel, and then what we're interested in is to resolve this, to move on with the agenda. Israel.
Just following up there, if it's convenient, it'd be useful to either indent or pull out the motions on your total minutes, whether or not you do a separate run of just the motions. So it's easier to spot the motions in the actual minutes.
Okay, now, if we can resolve this, I'm going to put out an email to all board members asking for some logistical support for Terry and Margot. For instance, I think we could have a meeting at the Peace Center where we use our Xerox machine and run off stuff and so on. So I don't think we have time to spend much more time. I don't believe there will be much objection to a lame duck session of this board, even though some clearly will not be here because some did not run for re-election, but a lame duck session to approve minutes.
So are they invited?
They should be.
I'm sorry. I'm getting objections to this and I don't understand it. So let's start with, yeah, go ahead, Sherna.
The objection is we are still in LSB until a new LSB is seated, so everyone has to be here.
I'm sorry if I didn't make myself clear. That's what I was saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. That we would have to have a quorum.
Everybody but the ones who are not.
Oh no! Oh please! No! Then I did misspeak. Yeah. No. To approve these minutes, we would have to have not only a quorum, but we would want all 24 or 25 board members here. I only use the term lame duck because we may be meeting after we know who the new members are. I don't know. But no, I'm sorry if I gave the impression that only some would be voting, every single member. Okay. Do we have a resolution of this very critical issue of minutes? And we have the secretary on board really committing himself to putting this forward, incorporating Margot into it, the rest of us providing any support we can give. Is there anything else? Now, we do not have any minutes to approve today, do we?
We need a deadline.
Yeah, there were 3 minutes distributed that were ready for approval a month ago. But if you don't have them, if you need them in hand, then...
Okay, I believe that we should put that off until our last session of this board. Okay. Okay, seeing no objection to moving ahead, let's look at agenda item one. We're far behind, so we're going to pick up the pace here. Approval of minutes, motion for excused absences. I move that the following members of the board who are absent be awarded excused absences because they did contact an officer. Sarah Amir. Let me see. Sarah Amir. That's right. Sarah Amir, Niall El Wardani, Alan Minsky. He's on the way, yeah. Julie Rodriguez, Julie Chavez Rodriguez. Those are the individuals that I believe certainly deserve. Now, others may deserve, but they have not been in touch with us. Okay, it's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. Thank you. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, we can go directly to a vote. Those in favor of this motion awarding excused absences to the people named in the motion, signify by raising your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Excused absences.
Opposed?
Yes, she did.
It's unanimous. Thank you. Opposed? Yeah, we can certainly do it that way. We certainly can. Okay, motion. Okay, let's go to agenda item two. This is very short. Two comments by the chair. One comment I have. In meeting with our general manager, Eva, there is an hour waiting for the board to produce governance broadcasting. The management is completely on board with this. I know David Adelson had a motion around this, but it is there. So I'm going to encourage us to begin. Now, this board could actually begin to produce an hour program on governance dealing with some of the themes and issues that we believe listener sponsors should know. I don't want to spend a lot of time discussing this. I'm just making it clear that it's available. I will take some comments, a couple comments, and then I think we should just be aware that the general manager is ready, willing, and certainly able to put an hour show on governance, and this is not the report to the listeners, which generally is being done by the GM and the program director, which is totally appropriate, and that's fine, you know, but this is a board 1 hour program. David.
Yeah, I just want to say I think we should move on it as soon as possible after the close date of the election.
Okay, yes, that's true. After the close date. All right, let's go to Sherna, then to Leslie, and then to Jen.
I move that a committee be set up to start working immediately on a LSB governance show.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second? It's moved and seconded by Marie. So we now have a motion on the floor. That does not preclude discussion, but now keep in mind that you should also be addressing the motion itself, which is seconded. Next on the list, I think, wasn't it Leslie?
I was going to say, I thought we had a motion to this effect under old business, pending Dave Adelson's motion of May or so.
We've already approved the motion.
Yeah, we've approved it. Did that call for a committee?
No, it said we'd vote by STV to pick who would be on.
No, well, I'm saying that.
No, listen, Sherna, we know what you're saying, so let's not spend a lot of time on this. There is an appropriate motion on the table that has been seconded that calls for the creation of a committee to begin the production of a one-hour program by the board.
I would like to know what Dave Adelson's motion is and whether we're superseding that or not.
Well, David,
I'm getting it.
Okay.
How much time do we have left on this item?
Well, actually, it was 2 minutes, so I think we're over time. Is your concern that...
I just want to know what's going on.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
okay.
I want to know what we've approved and if we're superseding that or supplementing that or...
Okay.
All right. Where we're at.
Okay. While David is looking for that, we'll go on with the stack. Jan? Yes, Harrison and Ed.
I don't think we need to wait until after the election. And I recall David's motion that one of the things...
I don't think we should wait until after the election to move on this. And I think that one of the things that David's motion proposed that I thought was such a good idea was that the voices on the governance programs change so that each time there are different people speaking. And I think with regard to this upcoming program, the way to deal with the fact that there's an election coming up is just have people speak who are not running, I mean, whose voices will be actually on the air are those who are not running in this election, so we don't have to, you know, dance around that.
Yes, okay.
This motion gives this to the Program Oversight Committee. Put this together. We have already approved that, so we're taking it away from PROC and forming another committee?
Well, it depends. It depends what the will of the board is. It was supposed to be an extremely short item where we just get it going. So, David, do you want to speak to this?
Yeah, I agree with Leslie. I think that the motion's not in order because we have a standing motion that just says that that is already going to be done.
I made a motion to table.
Well, actually, I'm going to rule the motion to table out of order because what we're going to do is, having heard this, I am going to declare the motion that was moved and seconded out of order, superseded by a motion the board has already passed, and because the because that motion takes precedent over a new motion, and because this is not a major agenda item today, I'm going to ask David just to do this, just to explain in your motion, which I have in front of me here now, that it will go to the Program Oversight Committee, which is open to all members of the board. Remember, we have an open committee policy. And just explain, David, this would go to that committee, and they would move forward on this proposal, right?
Right. There was a list of starting points for discussion there about rotation of representation, but it was sent to them to develop scope. That's it. And so then that would presumably come back. We'd approve it, and whatever they do, and then we move forward.
Okay. So the original motion that was made and seconded by Marie is moot, and we're going to go with this motion. Is there any objection to moving the agenda?
Not at all.
All right. Moving the agenda. Let me ask Harrison, Jane, Ed, and Israel, were you speaking to this issue, and are you willing to relinquish your position on the stack as we move the agenda?
Yes.
All right.
No.
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay, Israel does not.
Very
Israel.
Quickly, no matter when this is scheduled, unless it's beyond January 1st, there's no reason why the planning and production can't be by anybody on this body, whether they're a candidate or not. That's not the same thing as being on the program. I just want to make that point. So people can work on this even if they are a candidate or may not be later on the board.
That is absolutely
That's
true.
Only
oh, okay.
The only prohibition would be an on-air voice.
Right.
Okay. We all, I think, agree on that. Let's move to the general... I'm going to cut out my other comments. I was going to talk about my aunt's birthday in Bakersfield and a lot of other things, but I'm going to forget all that. And we're going to go to agenda item 3, the general manager's report. Okay, we're going to go to the general manager's report. This is listed as 13 minutes, including questions and answers. A few people have questions for the GM, but let's go to her report first and see how long that takes. And welcome, Eva. Congratulations on the $1 million fund drive.
To all of us.
Congratulations to everyone.
Thank you. It was an amazing fund drive, and we exceeded our goal with more than $100,000, which was absolutely amazing.
In how many days?
In 12 days. We still hold the record in Pacifica, so we're very happy about that.
Thank you, Mr. Bush.
Largely to Jane Halloran's contribution. But, you know, this fund drive was really, truly exceptional, I think, personally, because of the content we put out there and the information that programmers and producers made available to so that our listeners could be more informed voting in this election. So it was really, I thought that the production quality on our airways during the fund drive, because it's hard to pitch and do quality programming, was really, really outstanding. So my thanks and appreciation goes all to all the programmers and producers, my staff, paid and unpaid, and everybody that contributed to make the success, the fund drive successful again. A couple of things about this fund drive. Let me also say I sent out the report on Thursday, but we are really badly infected with viruses, so I understand most of you didn't get the report. There's a couple of more copies if anyone doesn't have a report.
Is that this here?
Yeah, it's the two-page just monthly GM report. Maybe one, two. And here's another one, Bill. Okay. So I'm going to just go briefly over some of the things that I think is really important to talk about. The fund drive, obviously. New subscribers for this drive was 3,719 new subscribers. $30,000 in on-air pledge, in web pledges that we've received, and I hope to increase that in our coming fundraisers because I really do think that we can increase the traffic to the website. Now, the best thing I think about this fundraiser, or the follow-up of it, is that we send out thousands and thousands of premiums already. I made a commitment to send out on the air, to send out all the election-related premiums before November 2nd, and we were actually able to do that. Within the first week, people were calling us to say thank you so much for premiums, because the archives, we got a commitment from them. They send out archives premiums within the first week. So within 4 days of the drive, people were receiving premiums. I believe it will just get better. I just want to make a comment. Some of you might know, Friday night we were supposed to have a fundraiser with Blaise Pompain. Given the outcome of the election, we decided to just change focus and do a community forum. Don was there, a couple other people. It was absolutely amazing. It was electrifying. I think we had about 20 organizations that spoke. A lot of the listeners spoke. And we probably had like 500 people there. And people were just, everybody said that they were so inspired. They needed to go somewhere and talk and just feel like there's hope. And that's what Friday night did for people. So I was really grateful that Blaze was willing to shift focus on Friday night with the station. So it was really an amazing night, and hopefully we continue to do the work for peace. During this election process, I like what Dave Adelson said to, you know, his proposal to have a 30-minute discussion on political issues with the LSB. Hopefully we can do that with the new LSB. Some of the things that came up, there was a concern during the election period, was that programmers, including Sonali, Donna Warren, LSB member, and several other programmers came forward, they wanted to endorse propositions. They wanted the station to endorse propositions, and people wanted to individually endorse propositions. And we cannot endorse as a station legally propositions. However, I want to also propose that with the new LSB, we do a workshop on 501c3 issues, FCC issues, and CPB issues, particularly as it relates to politics and what we're allowed to do and not to do. Because Prop 66, yes, I think the station should have taken a stand on it, but it means we have to pass an editorial through the Pacifica Board. And Pacifica won, my understanding is Pacifica won the right to pass editorials, so we really have to become conscious of the process and what it is we need to do to move things along. So I really want the LSB to, put forward to the new LSB that we do a workshop on legal issues, so that you as LSB members, just get more information about the issues of endorsements and other political issues. So that's the training issue. I want to just go quickly over the website. You know, during the fund drive, we had a lot of challenges. On election day, some of you might know that we were down. We didn't have internet access. Our website was down 24 hours before and was down for, like, I think 3 days after the elections. We later found out a couple of days after the elections that the site was hacked. And we have found computer physicians has worked all weekend. They're still at the station. I just came from the station before this meeting. And we have some really bad viruses, but also we found in our newsroom that the hall plugs, whatever you call it, that people did some rewiring there. Now, before every fund drive or during every fund drive, people pull out, we found that, and it has to be people doing it, pulling out the phone wires in the telco room. So we have seen some really sophisticated attacks happening in our building with regards to the website, with regards to our phone system, with regards to our internet system. I absolutely, at this point I can say yes. With everything that we've gone through, and then it cost us a lot of money. But I think we have to start thinking and acting differently and know that we are constantly under attack. The day after the elections, two supposed fire marshals walked in and said we had to do an emergency or surprise fire inspection at KPFK. So the interesting thing is they just came in and they had my name on a paper and wanted to confirm my name and telephone number, so that was interesting. But we are constantly under attack, and we are taking steps now. And what we've done this weekend, we've locked down our computers. We've put on the best protection possible. The viruses, hopefully, they will be taken care of, 98%. But I'm going to be sending some proposed ideas for additional security and other issues with this computer, our website, the physical plant at the station. I was very concerned about our transmitter during the election period because that was my big concern, you know. So we have to start thinking about protecting the station better. And we will be discussing that more with the LSB. So we should, the website should be back up, I hope, in the next 24 to 48 hours. And that's it. It's costing this station a lot of money, and we have to really take action. Something else that I want to talk about is just a brief comment on the union contract. It's been a long time. It's been a very frustrating time with the union contract, particularly for staff, because it took so long. At this point, we spent a whole day on negotiations prior to the fund drive, and during the fund drive, we did negotiations. We've agreed on 3/4 of the union contract, and what we're also doing is we're meeting Tuesday all day, so we will be finishing the contract on Tuesday. And most of that overreach that we have in fund drive is going to go to retroactive pay, so I'm very happy about that, because I do believe that we have to incentivize the workers. And this contract is going to be a groundbreaking contract in the United States. It is going to be. And so, you know, I'm really proud of what we're doing with the contract. Just a couple other things. Open positions, you know, they've kind of been put on hold because we started just before the fund drive. We thought we could do interviews, but it was just not possible. So I want to invite you this week. We've scheduled interviews for the development director, news director, webmaster, and production director. Any of you want to sit in, I would really appreciate some help on this. You can either let me know today or just call my assistant, Aaliyah, tomorrow morning to start the process of interviewing. I think that's most of it. The transmitter is operating quite normally. We've decided, after having some problems, to have our chief engineer go up to the site at least once a week. Because with the rain, there's a lot of dust, and the dust gets into the pipes, and that creates problems. So we'll have consistent maintenance at the site, which we haven't had before. And I think that's that's most of my report. On Friday night, I have report to the listener, which is November 12th from 7 to 8. I do want to invite either Don White as chair or a couple of other LSB members to come and use that time, because we about to elect a new board, to come and use that time with me to do a report on LSB, an LSB report rather than a full report on the GM report, which I think would be very useful because it's almost the end of your term.
When is that?
That's Friday night, this coming Friday night, November 12th from 7 to 8 p.m.
I think mods are running. People who are running.
They can't. They're not people that's running. Yeah. Just that Don is here. But she can
Don or any other friends. Okay. Yeah, I think that's the end of my report. Thank you so much. Well, thank you, Aoife. And we do have some people on staff. The staff will be Jane, Sonali, Marie, Harrison, and Dave. Go ahead, Jane.
Can I have a